Well, hello. I'm Chris Palmore, and this is Scratchy Space Radio, and I have my friend Amber here, so let me bring Amber in. Hi, Amber.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing? Good to see you today.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we came together because of a special man named Michael Roderick, and we were talking, I think it was last month or six weeks ago, and so this idea of a gratitude bomb came about where we were thinking, well, what if we got one person that we appreciated and we ended up bringing people in to share what they were grateful for? So I'll definitely take it over to Amber here with that idea. She's the one that led that in, and let her share a little bit for our friend.
Well, I mean, when you say gratitude bomb, just gratitude period, I cannot think of a name that comes to my mind faster than Michael Roderick. There is rarely an interview that I do where I do not publicly thank Michael Roderick, because I can almost always trace it back. And I'm talking every aspect of my career. It's usually either a direct introduction from him or an introduction of an introduction of someone that saw me on something, et cetera, et cetera. So I have my career, I have him to thank for my career, as well as some incredible friends. I mean, some amazing people in my life are tied back to Michael Roderick. But that's not why I love him so much. It's not the connector that everybody loves about Michael Roderick. That's not my favorite part about him. My favorite part about him, and the reason that I love him so much, is his giving nature. It is so rare. And I'm talking like unicorn, four-leaf clover, you know, we're talking Bigfoot rare, to find someone that truly does not have an ulterior motive and wants to help people, is just pure in his intentions. That is what drew me to Michael Roderick. That is what continues to have me singing his praises a lot years later. We're not going to name the years, but it's been a really long time that I've known him. And I can't think of a person that I would thank more. You know, there's this thing where people say, oh, who would you thank? And the first person that comes to your mind, it's always Mike, always, because I'm telling you, he has brought some amazing people in my life, but he really, really, really reminds me of the good in people, of the good in humanity, of the amazing, wonderful things you can accomplish when you give without expectation. And I do have a fun little story that I'll share. We'll probably do it after. I'm not sure. It's up to you. I don't know what we're doing on time, but I do have a fun little story that you want me to share? Yeah?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I worked with Michael in New York for a little while, and we met in Starbucks. So I would come into Starbucks, and it was on 8th Avenue, and I would be, you know, before someone and after someone, and he would get a drink. I'm guessing it was morning, so he would get a drink from Starbucks or whatever and be in the corner, and then it would just be person after person after person after person. And I realized he wasn't taking any breaks. And when I say not taking any breaks, I mean, I don't think he had any breaks. He was booked straight through the whole day coaching people. And I realized that he wasn't taking time for himself. So one day I actually changed my entire schedule and changed my route. Because if you're in New York, you know, you've always got a bag on your shoulder. I had my heels in my bag and my sneakers on my feet. And I changed my route to go to that Starbucks on 8th Avenue. And purposely, all I bought him was I believe a banana. I know the banana was for sure, because we joke about it now. And a muffin, if I remember correctly. And I just said, you have to eat something. You have to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And I think that shows the amazing, wonderful character of Michael, that he doesn't think of himself, he's thinking of others. And yes, they were paying customers, of course. He's an incredible coach. He's a brilliant business person. Obviously, he started his career as a teacher, which is why he's so caring and giving, but he's always thinking about others and always wants to help and truly, truly, truly help. He really cares about people. And that is what I love about him. And the fact that I had to literally put food in front of him and say, hey, you have to eat something. You have to take care of yourself. That is just an exemplary example, actually, of how much he cares about people and how he thinks about what he can do for others always instead of what he can do for himself. So I am eternally grateful for Michael Roderick. I will always be grateful for Michael Roderick. I am so, so happy to call him a colleague. I am so blessed to call him, you know, a little bit of a friend, but I'm really, 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 really grateful, to use that special word that we're using today, to call him family, because I truly think of him as family. And I am so, so happy that he came into my life and that he continues to be in my life. And I will continue to sing his praises. Anything, I always say, any friend of Michael's a friend of mine, always.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you, Amber. I didn't know your all's rich history. Obviously, I knew that you had an impression, but hearing all that, you know, me on the flip side here, I've never physically met Michael. You know, I've never been in the same room with him, but he was kind enough to have me on his podcast, and you know, meeting back in July, like I mentioned, you know, they did that meetup with Chris Schimber's group in the gay community, and that's where I met. You know, that's the first time I saw you. And where I met several people, I looked back on the email earlier of people that are in my life now, specifically because of Michael starting the Gate Group and that connection happening. And I have very few memories with Michael, but they're all very good memories. But what I love is he's a connector of people. Obviously, he wants to get good people in a room, and he wants people to share ideas. You know, I've been thinking this whole like how did I meet Michael? You know, so I want to give gratitude to Chris Schimber and his company, because without, you know, that connection, I never would have had this connection. But then, you know, moving from that, I've met so many good friends like yourself, and even, you know, some other people we're going to see today that just have impacted my life, been on my podcast, shared gratitude with. They wrote essays for my book. Just this ever flow of amazing relationships that solely exists because this man said, I'm going to start a community and I'm going to moderate this thing and get people that I care about into it. And it's such a powerful, what a beautiful man, beautiful connector, you know, a connector of people to do that. And again, I know he didn't know me and we don't know each other well, but I've been so affected by who he is, and hearing what you said just completely resonates with these feelings of appreciation.
Yeah, the appreciation is the best word, because you can't meet him and not appreciate him. I mean, it's impossible, you know, and he immediately, the wheels start turning. Oh, how can I help you? How can I help you? He can't help it. It's like it's his second nature, you know. He's just, oh, what do you need? How can I help you? Who do I know that can help do that, you know? And I love Gate because Gate starts with give. And right. That's where I find my, I mean, there's no other organization, there's no other group of people, organized group of people in which I am a part that starts with give. There's no ulterior motive. I mean, yeah, sometimes people are saying things, oh, we have materials or we have something, I'm doing this course or whatever, but nobody's really hard selling. You're not pushing anything. That's what I love about Gate. It's not about pushing anything. And that's because it exemplifies everything that Michael Roderick stands for, which starts with give. It's give. I want to give something to you. And that's what Gate is. I'm a member of the OG Gate group. That's what I call it, original Gate. Right. And we're going to meet some people today that are also a member of that OG group, because, you know, the gratitude goes a long way, baby. It goes a long way back for sure.
Yeah. I love it starts with give and then, you know, ask. And then obviously giving thanks, sharing thanks, you know, obviously that hit home. Thinking that this is a place where if we have four pillars, one of them is show appreciation, you know, share your gratitude. This is a place where we welcome it. You know, that's huge. It's more spaces like that. You know, you just need more space. You always need more spaces like that where you feel comfortable to do that. And you know that people are going to resonate with it. Or you can reach out to people.
100%.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Let me ask you, if you're part of the original group. So he started this group and you were one of the first, say, 15, 20 people. He was like, he shot you an invite, said, I got this group going. Or how did that happen?
No, it's funny. I always say, you know, I do know how he met him, and we're going to meet her in just a moment. But I don't remember exactly how the first Gate group started. I'm guessing I just got an invite in my mailbox on Facebook. I'm thinking, I don't know that we had a conversation about it. I don't know that it was like a big, you know, orchestrated thing. I can't remember. That's a sign of a good friend when you can't remember, like, oh, I remember how we met, but when was it? Where was it? You know, that kind of thing. So I'm not sure exactly. He would have to answer when he started it or how, and how I became involved. I'm not exactly sure. Because I met him, I can just share this really quick. I was hosting an event. I was doing the video. So I was hosting and doing interviews for the video for an event. And he was one of the people that I was interviewing, and I was just starting my business. And he said, how can I help? I mean, how can I help? And he was going to do an interview with me. And then something happened with timing and he wasn't able to do it. And he replaced himself with not one, but two people. He said, contact these. Yes, this is the kind of person he is. I'm telling you, he contacted me and said, contact these two people. I've already spoken to them. They have emerging businesses. They're going to be amazing interviews. It's going to be a great experience. I will definitely interview with you, which we still haven't done that, Michael. We're going to have to do that.
Well,
but
there you go.
but that's the kind of person, you know, you could get an email and say, I'm really sorry, I can't do it. And right. So many people would do that. He took the extra step. I mean, this is why I love him so much. I can't stop. He's just amazing. He took the extra step and said, look, I can't do it, but not only contact these two people, maybe they'll do it. Contact these two people. I've already spoken to them on your behalf. They are ready and willing and, you know, I already know about it. So just contact them and it's already set. For someone that was just starting a business, I mean, that is just a beautiful thing in my opinion. So that's a true friend and a real, real giver.
Beautiful. I love that. And we've got our first guest, and I'm going to let you intro him in, and I'll
step out. Okay. Sure. So I was talking about amazing people that Michael has introduced me to, and we can't start this without this person. He is one of my favorite human beings on earth. He's had a million lives, a million experiences, absolutely brilliant, incredible person, human being, and he's got more stories than anyone I know. So I am very excited to introduce Josh Korpel.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
What's going on? Oh, man. Well, thank you for that introduction. That was too kind of you.
How can I do grateful for Michael Roderick without saying grateful for you? Because I met you through him.
The mere mention, when you mentioned this to me with Mike being like, yo, I want you to do this. I was like, I'm in. I don't care what it takes. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. The man is just amazing.
Well, tell me about it. Tell me about your feelings.
I'll tell you, when I went to the Gate Group, it was the first time I'd ever heard of him, right? He introduced us, you and I, and we got to kind of know each other. And then I actually reached out to him and was like, Mike, like, I really dig your style. I want you to be on the show. I'd love to interview you. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So he shows up and we had the worst interview I have ever had, right? Not because of Mike, but somehow, some way, like both of our computers weren't working. I couldn't hear him. He was pausing. The power went out, like everything. Elvis the rooster, which you know, roams around here like in a little rooster gang. He was chewing on the wires. You know, we cut the internet out. Like it was, but yet we decided to push through it. Because the entire premise of the episode was coming, like overcoming adversity, and so we're like, well, man, what a perfect thing. We'll just go through this interview, and then he ends up thanking me, and it was just like, oh, I felt so bad. And he then wrote a blog post about it, and was like so congratulatory and so nice in his blog post about what he had learned, and man, I was just my respect for that guy went up like 15 notches because of that experience. And he's just been a really inspirational guy for me, someone to emulate. So yeah.
That is awesome. And it shows his character, right? Because like you said, it was just resilience. I mean, just giving. Like I was talking about his giving nature and how he just wants to give. And that's what he was doing with the interview. He just wants to give and make sure that you're just powering through, which shows immense strength too. A lot of people would be like, yo, dude, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, he could just roll with
Yo, Elvis, what's up?
Did you hear? Yeah, Elvis.
I did.
Elvis says hi.
He's saying hi, yeah.
Yeah.
He felt like it was his moment because you said that he was eating the wires, so.
So you, Josh, have a rooster or a chicken back there, Josh? What you got going on?
Well, there's one in particular. The troublemaker is Elvis, but I'm in Key West, and there are thousands of them. They're called the Gypsy Chickens of Key West, and they just roam around the streets. They get surly. I have yet to be mugged by one, but I'm not sure that's out of the realm of possibility.
So if you had a message from Michael Roderick, what would you say?
Oh man. Well, I mean, I would say one, you've just been a real inspiration for a lot of people. I know that when you live a life like Mike does, at least from the surface, you know, from my perspective, when you live a life like Mike does, it's easy to lose track of how impactful you are in people's lives because you're doing it for so many. And I just want to say, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate our friendship, the kind of guidance you've given me. I appreciate that you seriously write more emails than anybody I've ever met in my life. And they're not bad. They're really good. They're amazing stories with like, with substance. I just think it's impressive, man. Keep doing what you're doing. It's very inspiring.
100%. I totally agree.
Yeah. What did you say about Mike?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I'm part of the OG, baby, like original gangsta. So like we go way back.
You told me some of the stuff that he would do when Mike was like working in Starbucks and you had to feed him because he wouldn't eat.
Oh, that's the story she shared.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. You told me that. Yeah. And it's awesome. Yeah. You're a good friend.
But that just shows how much he wasn't taking care of himself. He just wanted to give and help people. You know, I talked about the fact that he is so rare that it's like a unicorn mixed with a four-leaf clover mixed with like Bigfoot of a person that just gives, that doesn't have an ulterior motive, that's not pushing something. You know, a wonderful businessman, awesome marketing person, started as a teacher, but really just wants to help people. And that is why I will continue to sing his praises forever. I mean, when we met, I was like, Michael Roderick, oh my God, I'm like the queen of his fan club. I swear to God, because he's just such a giving person. And I was also saying how I can tie back so many incredible people that I've met through him, whether it's a direct introduction like you and I, Chris and I, or, you know, someone met someone, saw me on something. I'm telling you, it's like I can follow back. Oh, original Michael Roderick, like OG, baby.
I tell you, yeah, the guy is like Kevin Bacon. You know, everybody can just tie back to him.
I love that. Yeah. 6 degrees of separation, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all no degrees of separation. So I feel honored.
Well, Josh, thanks so much for popping in, man. Really appreciate it. We've got our next person lined up. So Amber, we're going to lead them in here. But thanks a lot, man. I appreciate your time coming in and sharing a great story like that.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys rock. Mike, I'll see you later. Adios.
See you, buddy. Bye. All right. So Amber, I'm going to leave you in here. You can. We got our next guest lined up. So if you'd like to go ahead and intro her in, you're welcome to.
Sure. All right. So I said we were going to go OG, right, Mike? Right? We're going to go OG. This is how I met you. I feel like I'm doing like one of those This Is Your Life things. Kind of fun. So drum roll. She's not very active in the Gate Group. And the reason is because she is an incredible business person who is running like 3 different businesses. She has an incredible event staffing company, a wonderful event planning business, as well as she just started her own nonprofit Off the Lane. And that just shows you what a giver she is, how amazing she is. My best friend, BFFF, best friend forever, if you want to go that way, from a lot of years ago, we're not going to mention how many, introduced me to Michael Roderick. So I know that she has even more stories with him and more gratitude for him than I do. So I had to bring her on to tell Michael how much she loves him. So Crystal Malukas, what's up, girl?
Hey! Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to be here. Hi, Mike. I'm so excited to talk about you today. thank you for the nice intro.
Yeah, you look gorgeous. I love your set there. Very nice.
Oh, thank you. The whole setup. So what, I mean, what isn't there to say about Michael Roderick? He is one of the best human beings I've ever come across. He just is. And I've had the privilege to know him. 2007, I want to say, is maybe when we had our first coffee meeting. I had just started my first business, Mustard Lane, and we've kept in touch ever since. And he's just amazing. He's just amazing. I was trying to think about how to describe him. And I feel like if there was a definition for human catalyst, like it would just say Michael Roderick, because he is just there creating, like, you could listen, you have conversations with him and he takes your thoughts and can put it into this idea, creative idea, process into fruition, and it could change your life. Like just from like a 5-minute conversation with Michael, which is just so amazing. I unfortunately don't get to catch up with him that much. Maybe once a year we'll catch up. And he's one of those guys that you leave the meeting just feeling so good. He definitely fills my creative tank every time. I always have 1,000 ideas and maybe I'll start two more businesses after having a conversation with him.
Yeah.
He's amazing, and he is a giver. And I'm just so honored to have him in my pocket and to have known him for so long through my whole professional career, basically.
Yeah, like you go way back. How did you actually meet him? So you said you met him. Do you remember? Because it's a good, it's kind of a good friend if you don't remember. So it's okay. Yeah.
When I started my business, I was in a BNI group. And I was like, I need a network and I need to meet people. And the people in my group were very, you know, business and corporate-y, and they knew that I was theatery. And so they're just like, I know this guy, Michael Roderick, and he's theatery too. And so basically, yeah, I love that. And so basically that's how we met. And it was kind of like, I don't know what you guys can talk about, but like, you guys should definitely meet. And so we did, we had a cup of coffee and just kind of stayed in touch ever since. He obviously has introduced me to a ton of people. I keep him in my pockets whenever we've done networking events. Back in the day, I've had him present to my nonprofit, and I love having meetings, our annual meetings, just a little catch up on like what's going on. One of my favorite stories with him, it was about, I want to say it was 7 or 8 years ago. And, you know, we were both, you know, in it, hustle, hustle, hustle. I probably hadn't talked to him in a very long time. And I ran into him on the street, not too far from my office. And you could tell we both were just like going from A to B to C to D, just like on the mission, going to another place. And like, we saw each other and we both clearly had somewhere to be. And I was like, hey, do you want to hang out for like 15 minutes? And it was just kind of like a little recess, and it would definitely like made my day. I feel like it's a moment he might remember too, where we just like kind of unloaded on each other for like 15 minutes, and then we just went on with our hustly day, and it was, you know, it was great. Little popcorn visit.
I love that. And that just shows like your relationship, like, hey, do you want to just chill for 15 minutes? Like, we have a million things to do, but you know, and he was like, yeah, let's do it.
It was fantastic. But he's such a giver. He fills my creative tank. He fills everyone's tanks. I hope he has someone that fills his tank.
I'm sure he does. He has a great family. Yeah,
absolutely.
Those beautiful little girls. So if you had a message for Michael, what would it be?
I mean, keep doing what you're doing. You are changing so many lives. You are there supporting so many creative people, so many businesses, and you really are making a difference in everybody's lives. And just thank you for taking the time. When I know when I'm sitting down with you, you are invested in me in that hour, and that it takes a special kind of person to just put their entire focus on someone else and make them feel that important. And he does that. You do that, Mike. You are amazing, and I am honored to be your friend and to know you professionally and personally.
Beautifully put, my friend. Beautifully, beautifully put.
That was beautiful. Crystal, thank you so much for coming. I loved all that. I love the fact that Amber's like, why I met Michael because of Crystal. I got Crystal here. this generational gratitude, you know, it's like you have these friends and then they introduce you to people. And it's so, and sometimes you forget, oh, they introduced me. This person means a lot to me, and vice versa. And there's such a beautiful thing that you coming today and sharing that gratitude absolutely with Amber, your friend.
This is awesome. I thank you for the invite. I will gush about Michael any day. He is one of my favorite people.
And well, you are so one much of mine. So.
Oh. Well, awesome. Well, we're going to go to our next guest here, Crystal. Thank you awesome so much again for coming in and sharing that love.
Great. Thanks for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So this has been great, Amber. Rocking and rolling here. Wow, those are some lovely people that I hadn't met before. So I really enjoyed hearing their stories and their heartfelt stuff and just sharing the moments. It was great. I've got, you know, for me here, I've got somebody that I met through the group and met through Michael that you also know. So our friend Hillary Russo is here. So I'm going to welcome Hillary in. Hey, Hillary, how you doing?
Whew! I thought I was going to be late. There was traffic. What are you guys? Ba-dum-bum. It's Friday. Oh, I got a little Friday feels and humor going on. How are you both? What's new and good?
Oh, we're here. I'm doing really well. I'm loving this. I'm loving this gratitude bomb, you know, this pile on.
Love it.
That Amber helped set up. So I've got some serious gratitude for Amber. She's awesome, girl. And like home MVP.
This is all yours. This is you. This is gratitude space. So
gratitude, no, it's shared.
Gratitude all around.
That's right. Yeah.
So obviously I met, you know, I've had with you, Hillary, you know, I never would have met you if it wasn't through the gate group, it wasn't through Michael and, you know, the moments of you coming on my podcast and us sharing together and me coming on yours and you writing for the book, you know, just being just a confidant and just a very grateful person. I was thinking this last year, you know, over Christmas, I'm not used to getting any type of Christmas cards, but I got one from Hillary. Now it came in late because my mail, who knows why it took 30 days, but there was Hillary saying happy holidays. And I was like, that's, I love this so much. And that's Hillary. You know what I mean? Like, I think of you as somebody like, you know, you're like, that's what I do. And I go, yep, that's, and it's a beautiful, so beautiful. So thank you.
You are more than welcome. Thank you for holding space for me as well. And that's really what it's about. So.
Yeah. Well, how can you share how you met Michael or how you're some affection for Michael?
Yeah, I'm kind of an OG too. I've known Michael for over 10 years. And we've spent, I've known him personally because the funny thing is my old roommate, Mariette, she was his assistant back in when he was working on the Broadway show and like building Small Pond. And I got to know him personally because he would come to our holiday parties. And then I started going to what was like pre-gate, which are these live get-togethers in the city. And let me tell you about this man. I call him the connector of connectors. He jokes about it. Like that's what I call him. In fact, he's on my podcast this week, Holistically Speaking. And I'm like, Michael Roderick, the connector of connectors, coming on the show, because he truly does understand connection. He understands how to bring people together. And it's not like just a powwow or a happy hour where people come together. He truly takes time to hone in on what it is you need and pair you with people that are similar or you can help kind of funnel off each other, right? Which is exactly what he does with Gate, which is exactly what he did with all of the live events in New York City, which is exactly what he does with the podcast meetup group that he does with Jason Van Orden, which another Gate group member. So he is all over the place connecting people in the most organic and beautiful way. And it's all selfless. And, you know, even on to give it away, but the podcast this week, I called the connected entrepreneur because that's really who he is. And it couldn't be any more organic and beautiful. And it comes from such a source, you know, such a very soulful source of who he is.
That's beautiful. I didn't know that he was doing meetups. That was like the beginning of the beginning. So
oh, yeah.
Really, you are the beginning, the OG OG, like Amber would say.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent a lot of times going to different places around New York City where he would send out the emails similar to what he does now. And he would say, where do you need assistance? What area are you in? And the funny thing is he understands people so well and what their need is that he says he makes thoughtful givers into thoughtful leaders. Like that's his mission statement basically for Small Pond. And that whole idea of bringing those thoughtful people together to become those thoughtful leaders, sometimes he'll pair you with someone and you go around almost like a speed dating and you're like, oh my God, I know this person already. So sometimes he just nails it on the head where you already know the person, but you get a moment to know them better, or you have no idea this person even existed and you're getting a chance to meet someone new and connect new and create something new and powerful. He definitely is. And it's funny that Josh said this because I was thinking about the same thing. He is the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Like he really is. He totally is. And it's like nail on the head when he said that behind Elvis cock-a-doodle doing, which is so funny. So funny. Another person I met through Gate and actually the podcast group was Josh. So it's like that whole thing of bringing people together in a beautiful way is building something bigger. We all thrive and help off each other, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Chris Schumer as well, you know? So there's just such value in people like that. And it leads to that important question, which I even asked him this week on Holistically Speaking, I said, what is it you need? Because a lot of times those who give so much forget to ask. And we need to know how to ask what we need, which is why the gate group is so beautiful. You know, having those four elements of give, ask, thank, and experiment, you know?
Well, now you've said that, what was his answer? When you asked him what he needs.
You know, it's interesting because I always ask that final question after I do my rapid fire, like, what is that one question? What is that one thing you want to leave with people? And he just has such a really beautiful way of kind of, I think it's really, he mentioned a really brief story about his daughter, Juniper, and Junie about going forward and always realizing that when we're presented with adversity in life, that we have to be willing to do hard things. And it's something he shared about Junie, about doing hard things, like you can do hard things. So it's the lesson that we learn from those around us, but also just like face things and be willing to open yourself up and face things, because life's a journey, right? Mm-hmm. And we can learn so much just from the mess is our message, as I always say with my clients, or the trauma is our triumph, you know? And we learn from being in the mess, and the lessons come and the laughter comes after that. So there's so many things that he could teach, you know, and he has, he's been a teacher and he's still a teacher. That's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. He still might not actively be in the system, but he's teaching people every day.
Oh yeah, 100%. I probably quote him like at least once a week.
Totally.
Like my favorite is people like to feel useful, not used. I mean, it's so simple, yes. But it's so profound.
Yes.
Like, and it just came out of his mouth. And I was like, yes, that makes perfect sense. I mean, the guy's a genius.
I know, the man needs some memes, right? We gotta be some memes with his like,
oh
right?
Yes.
We gotta meme that. Him. That sounds awesome. We should do some like Michael Roderick memes. With like all his quotes. I mean, I can go through just the podcast alone, or like the last so many years I've known him. He just drops liners and you're like, oh, that's good.
I know. It's so good. I know. Oh, that's really good. I'm going to write that down.
Is he watching? Where is Michael?
I'm not sure. I just threw it on the gate group just so he'll see it eventually.
All right.
So I don't know. It's going to be a surprise either way. He could be looking at it now. He'll be looking at it later. So either way, we get to surprise him, which is the
absolutely.
Most
important, I think it's a beautiful gift what you guys are doing. And I love that we do so much for each other in this group. I mean, the gate group has been really such an amazing baby that he's created, you know, being in it, I guess, from the start. I think the three of us have been in it from the start, and seeing more people come in as more people sharing and more people collaborating. I mean, all of that is Michael's doing, and he's humble about it. You know, he just likes what he said. He likes to sit back and watch, you know, but sometimes it's like, what can we do for you? And then like, how can I support you? What do you need is something that maybe we could learn a lesson from Michael and say, what can we do to help him when he needs it? You know,
110%. I totally agree.
Yeah.
So Hillary, who are some other people in the gate group that have become your friends that you could share that you know that you've really connected with because of Michael and this?
Besides you two fabulous people?
Yes.
Okay. Perry. Perry's a good friend of mine. And like, what was great about Perry is that he lives in Bergen County, and I didn't know anybody when I moved here because I left Manhattan like right after the pandemic. Right before the pandemic rather. And I didn't know anyone here. And he's been a good friend, and I'm really thankful to have Perry, obviously Chris. He was my first podcast guest, and he said yes before I even launched the podcast. So I hold a lot of space for Chris because he said yes, even when he knew it hadn't become something yet, even though it's been an idea for 2 years with my producer. And gosh, I mean, Jason, the group just keeps growing, you know? So I'm really happy to see. Oh, Susan as well. Like, she lives in Bergen County too. So like, there are people that I've met that have been guests on the podcast, right. Or I've been on theirs, or you're just like holding space for each other to collaborate and be better and do better and help each other out to be what we want to be in this world. Right. So I think that's really important. So I want to say thank you to all those people who have been a part of Gate and have made me be a better person, you know, and made me open my eyes to what could be a possibility, you know? Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love even, you know, inside, you know, Gate, we meet with, I've met people because they collaborate with the Rex group, you know, and, yeah. And it's like you have, mm-hmm. I mean, just collaborate, you know, another group that has very similar, you know, just amazing people inside of it. And the only reason I'm in that space is because they're connecting with the group that Michael created, you know, the friendships are made there. It's like, it's just a vast, it's amazing. It's amazing how simplicity is to meet amazing people when you get in these groups.
And it's all good people. Good yeah. people find good people and they originate from Michael. You know what I mean? Like that's Absolutely. What the cool thing is. Like it's not, there's nobody, like it's not slimy. It's not manipulative. It's not, I'm part of those groups. Nobody, I don't want to be a part of that stuff. You know, it's really good people, good hearted people. And I think that comes from him.
You know, my word this year is align, and I share that with like Ooh. Everybody. With what every year I do a word of the year, or two words of the
I
year.
Do.
It puts me in that place, and I share it publicly. I'll write about it in my emails. I share it with clients. The TV appearances I do, I always drop it at the beginning of the year when I do the beginning of the year television interviews. When I do that whole circuit, and this year is align because in my mind, I want to align more with people. Last year was connect and create, which gosh, I did. Like even in a pandemic, like those words could not have nailed it so perfectly. But this year it's like, okay, now that I'm connected and creating, let me align with what I need. And that's exactly what groups like Gate are. And this newer group, which is the podcast group, I've made some really good friends from that group as well. So I'm, and you know, it's Michael. It's Michael leading the way. He's the Pied Piper of positivity. Ooh, that's good.
Ooh.
Ooh, see?
Oh, look at you.
I mean, like
channeling
that.
The inner Michael.
I love it. That's
meme.
Awesome.
Meme. I just
Hillary,
came up
if
with
you
that.
If you had a message for Michael, what would you say? Tell him.
I would have to say, Michael, you're a gift and you are always supported. And thank you for being your true self and being open to sharing who you are. And paving the way for possibilities and positivity. And you rock.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Hillary. I really appreciate you coming in and making this, adding that Hillary love to this. So thank you so much. And really appreciate you popping in and just being yourself. And thank you for that meme bomb at the end. That was awesome. The Pied Piper of, what was the exact quote?
I said the Pied Piper of positivity.
There you go.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Sometimes I say things and I forget and my students will tell me like, Professor, I love what you just said. I'm like, I don't remember what I just said. So please tell me somebody was recording that. Sometimes you just, that's what's organic and just, it comes out, you know? So that I meant it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to get our next guest here in a couple minutes, but thank you so much, Hillary. We'll see you soon. Okay. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Bye guys. Pleasure.
Right, bye.
Thank you. It's great to see you.
Me too.
Bye. This has been great, Amber. That was awesome.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful. I hope you love it, Michael. This is how much we love you.
Oh yeah, yes. I hope you're digging this, man. We've got some more people popping in shortly. But I was, you know, Amber, when she was talking about your, you know, you said you had a word of the year, and I'm curious, what's
I do. This year is curve. Curve. Yeah, I pick a word every year. I've done it for 7 years, I think, and it really helps me when I'm trying to make a decision. I can just go back to my word and make sure that my year is aligned with my word, because my word is a goal. It's where I want my year to go. And so curve, it's so funny. It's only February and it's already changed its meaning. So in the beginning, it was all these other things. It was the curve of an hourglass that holds the sand. And I had this whole like big thing. It's actually about a learning curve. That's what it really is about. It's about rolling with the curves that life throws you, making the lemons out of lemonade, and just kind of making your own way. The curves in the road, that's really what it's all about. So curve is my word of 21.
Awesome. I love that. So yeah. have you been feeling that here the last 6 weeks? A couple curves popped up on you?
Yeah, for sure. I've learned a lot in the past, even just the, you know, past 2 months. Yeah, like mm-hmm. I said, it started as this big, you know, this poetic thing, like I'm going to embrace my own curves. And I had to, like, they always have multiple meanings. I'm just annoying that way where I overanalyze things. And so, and then some stuff happened, and even just the beginning of the year. And it's like, oh, wow, this is not about that. This is about learning curve, rolling with the punches, learning from your mistakes, but also just your experiences, moving forward with it, trusting the road that you're on and that you can just roll with the curves in the road. That's the other thing. I'm very visual, so I kind of see the curves in the road. So So I don't know. I don't know if Michael does a year or a word of the year. We'll have to ask him.
That's a good question. We have to post that in the comments when this goes up. Yeah, for sure. I didn't enter this year with a word, so I can't even, I can't speak to that right now.
Oh my gosh. All right. We've got to jump on a Zoom or something and I will convince you it is the way to go. It is awesome. It's like, I call it a theme. So it's a theme for the year. And it just really helps when you're trying to make a decision. It really, really does.
Okay. Yeah. Any excuse to chat. I'm down. I'm down for you giving me a little more on there, and more reasons, sure. That's for sure.
Anytime, my friend.
That was awesome that Hillary shared that he was doing these meetups in New York before the gate. So I really loved the little tidbit of history. That was very insightful.
Yeah, he used to invite me. I mean, obviously we don't do dinners anymore because of COVID, but right. He used to invite me to these dinners and all these like amazing events, or I would know somebody through Michael. We would always run into each other at events, which was so fun because it was like, oh, wait, of course you know these wonderful people. And I would know them through him. Like I would trace it back. Like, oh yeah, of course. So it's kind of fun.
That's really nice. Yeah. Our next guest is not here just yet. So you and I are just going to keep rapping.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So I can talk
about Michael Roderick all day.
I was going to say, I remember, obviously we were in that same 747 dinner, and then I feel like you did a meetup for Gate Group. You did like a monthly, you started hosting like the monthly meetup, and that was the first time I actually got to interact with you. And I remember that being such a pleasant, it was you and Jason. Other people. It was Jason. Okay. You and Jason and maybe one, was this the three of us?
One of the three of us. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really great. But speaking of Jason, we have our next guest coming in, and I'm going to let, I'll bring him in and then you can, here, I'll let you, how about you go ahead and intro him in, okay?
Oh boy. All right. So I'm thinking this is Jason. Yes. I want to make sure. All right.
Yes.
So yes. Okay. So I just want to make sure. So we're talking about OG, Original Gangsta. He's known Michael. He's got way more stories than I do. He's known him way longer than I have. But I met both of them at the same time through Crystal, whom we've met earlier. And Jason is an incredible person. I actually worked with him too on his business. He's a wonderful business person, incredible artist, fantastic photographer, wonderful storyteller. I mean, really, really awesome storyteller and a true, true giver as well. So they say good people find good people. And I'm so excited that the good person of Michael Roderick has introduced me to the good person of Jason Gardner.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for popping in and sharing some love for Michael.
It's okay. I'm in Paris, so it's wine time. So I'm having a little wine while we talk. Yeah, a little champagne.
Where's my wine? Why didn't I didn't get the memo.
Sorry. Yeah.
You should have texted me and told me it was wine time.
Wine time. It's always wine time. Well, I'm 6 hours ahead of New York. So yeah, I just had some dinner and had a little bit of what's called petit naturel. So naturally fermented and sparkling white wine. One of our local
producers.
I think
you're too fancy. You're too fancy.
Too fancy. It's far too fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the great things I'm learning. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. One of the great things you're learning.
No, I'm just one of the great things besides being able to travel back in the early times, the before times, but being in France is just literally it's cliche, but digging deep into the wine culture, and there's a surprising amount of wine culture that's not big box. It's small independent producers. You have to kind of know someone who knows or find a good store. And it's been fascinating, actually. So
that's the best. That is the best. And then you find one that you love and you just drink it all the time.
No, actually, I find about like 40 that I love and drink them all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
I go to the supermarket down the street. I'm not as classy as you are.
Anyway.
So let's start with how you met Michael Roderick, because I don't even know. How did you meet him?
I met Michael probably through Crystal, I want to say, but it was in the earliest days of when we were planning Toasted Almonds. And he came on, the first thing he gave was he came on as kind of an informal advisor to us as we developed it. But through the Toasted Almonds community, basically.
Nice. Crystal was on earlier. I brought
I
her
heard
on
because she's that. Yeah.
how I met him. So I thought it would be cool. And she can't really get into Gate that much because she's, you know, running a million other things. But it was cool for her to share some love for him. So tell us a little bit about your experiences and your memories with Michael and why you love him.
One of my first memories, which is not only the first, but it's basically a memory of every conversation I have with him. We did a one-on-one and then caught up for coffee. And one of the best things that I love about him is that, you know, everyone says they're super connectors, but he actually is. So when you finish a conversation with him, he takes diligent notes, which I strive to do, and I don't do it every time. But at the end of a conversation, you have between 3, 5, maybe 8, 10 people or ideas to follow up with. So he's just a treasure trove of that kind of contacts and brainstorming. Sorry, my cat's getting involved. And I think a couple of the other things I've noticed about Mr. Roderick is his relentless optimism. And I mean, I've never known him to like not see an opportunity somewhere. And the third thing is he's succeeded. I met him in early days, OG days, when he was sort of transitioning from one thing to another. But he's been successful at kind of, I guess, pivoting a few times on what he does and continuing to like move forward. So that's impressive.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You brought up a couple good points. I forgot that he writes everything down. I'm acting like you're not watching this, Mike. I forgot that you write everything down. He always had that notebook with him and was writing stuff down and then would have all these notes, like you said, if you were taking notes or he would give you his notes and you would have all of, it was like a plethora of knowledge by the end of it with resources and ideas and things you hadn't thought about, which was
agreed,
really cool.
But the thing that's unique about him or the thing that's exemplary, I should say, not necessarily unique, is that he writes down everything and he acts on it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he really does. Really follow through, for
Here's
sure.
Here's to you, Mike.
I didn't get the memo. I'm sorry. Trust me, I will drink later for you. It's okay. That's okay.
So
you had a message
every
from Michael. What would it be?
Keep smiling. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm sure daddy duty is super difficult right now. But you know, you have the ability to multitask like no one else.
Yeah, 100%. Juggling a million things.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jason. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You bringing the wine and the kitty cats and a little bit of Europe with you there. So
All good things to this thing. Yeah.
Jason classes up the joint.
I hope it helps. Let me see. Any last parting words to Michael? I mean, he's also been amazing at every once in a while at an appropriate time, like kind of following back up with you, like, hey, how's it going? I haven't heard from you in a while. And usually a conversation will ensue from that. And usually more ideas will come from that. So it's just sort of like, I think he's taking the core thing of when you're in the middle of something, of a movement, of a group, of a community, it's all good. It's all good. Good things come to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
So this is Sundance. He's saying hi. Yeah.
Hi, Sundance.
Sorry. Yeah. Just giving a little classic.
Aww.
We got the purr in there too. Nice.
Yeah, can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
International purrs. Yeah. He's a big purr. Yeah. It's a little bit of good vibes coming down the wires.
Oh, for sure. For
good
sure.
Good vibes all around.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for popping.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No. Do you have any other questions, Amber? I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you had any questions for me, I don't know.
No, we're just sharing all the love for Michael today. And I'm so excited that you were here to do it. And
Michael Roderick.
And that you guys have such great memories.
Yeah, right on.
All right, Jason. Well, enjoy your evening and continue drinking.
Take care. Appreciate it. We'll do.
Take care. Bye. Well, that was awesome. I what a character.
I didn't get the memo. Where's my wine?
Yeah, I know. Wine, kitty cats, you're Paris. Yeah. If I could have panned it, like, here's Kentucky. We can show him some snow, right?
I can show him lots of snow, lots and lots of snow. Yeah, but I'm sure New York is getting lots of snow right now too. So,
I'm sure it is, and we have our next guest, Faye, here, and I'm so excited that you got her because she's awesome. I'm going to go ahead and add her in here, and we'll get running with this. Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hello, my beautiful friend.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, good. I got to listen in on the previous conversation, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't this amazing? Guy. We're sharing memories and love from Michael. It's like the greatest thing ever. It's awesome.
This is so smart because I feel like I so want to, I was thinking about appreciating a number of people in my life. And I was like, what's the best format to do it? And this is so, inspiring, really. We should do this for as many people as possible.
Hey, I'm Faye. I'm down. We could co-op on that all day long. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is seriously super cool. He's going to cry the whole time he's watching this.
If only we could get somebody to film him watching it, then like the circle would be complete, right?
Yeah.
Put it together. It's just like
reaction video.
Yeah.
We just wanted him to know how much we all appreciate him and love him. So,
for yeah. Sure.
So on that note, why do you appreciate and love Michael Roderick?
Yeah, I think on the more technical professional side, he has this very unique way. I think his own ability to break down very complex concept into really simple, bite-sized, digestible content that anybody can take on and practice. But I think I make it sound so easy, but it's actually what's easy. It's not always can be adapted or picked up by other people. It's such a unique skill set. I've interviewed him multiple times and he introduced even more guests to my show. So I'm just like eternally grateful. He's such a sweet guy.
That's awesome. I wanted to say... Oh, all right. That's the first time we heard sweet.
So true.
He's
I love that. Yeah, you're totally right.
Sorry, Ember. What did you say?
I was just saying you're totally right. Like we haven't heard that yet. And that's like the perfect word, I think. Sweet. Like it's true. Like it's just such a warm, giving, like that's quintessential. Yeah. Quintessential, yeah. Michael.
Very, very authentic. And, I can mm-hmm. go on. I completely adore this guy and I can go on forever. So please do cut me off when my time is up. But, I just can't forget the memory of, traveling to New York kind of last minute. Michael came all the way to meet us in downtown in New York, in Chinatown, ordered a bunch of food. And he just enjoyed it with it, like wholeheartedly, to watch him, eat the food. And after that, and to eat this kind of weird ice cream, but it was really just incredible. Like there's that kind of ice cream that kind of almost like cook in front of you and they fold it multiple times and put like Oreo cookies on top. But it was packed. This place was completely packed. And we're just the three of us in the little corner eating ice cream and chatting for like another 2 hours. I mean, those memories, I think it's something that I'll carry, with me for the rest of my life, right? Like the highlights of my life are always something seem kind of mundane, nothing super fancy, doesn't involve a lot of money, but just these experiences are incredible.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's really beautiful. I wanted to say, another thing, great thing about the three of us being together right now, obviously I wouldn't know either one of you wasn't for Michael, but the cool thing, meeting Amber and then, Faye, like I really appreciated your gift of allowing me to be part of your podcasting. It's a program. Is that the right word? Or, mm-hmm. Those 4 weeks. And I just really appreciate, honestly, the reason we're doing this live stream right now is because months ago you put that bug in my head. And then I met somebody, my friend Curtis, who I do gratitude and sobriety podcast with. And I mentioned to him, I was like, would you like to do a live one with me? Because, I was thinking about doing this, but if you'd like to do it. And he gave me the confidence because I was like, I asked him, I was like, do you think people will show up? and he said, yeah, I think so. And I said, okay, let's do it. But that was because you specifically, that was one of the things of you just speaking about that in that time we had to the group. So,
wow.
So you had a big part as far as what I'm doing right now, which I love live streaming. I realize, what I realized from doing it was it doesn't matter. It's cool if people show up, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It changes the element because it becomes that people can show up. And then third is it's great. It's sitting on platforms and you're done.
That's not over editing.
You know what I mean? And if you hadn't mentioned that, I don't think I ever would have even thought to do it. It would come to my head. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Chris, really. And because of Michael, who brought us together, Amber has been so, just so helpful in helping me process some of the things that I'm not an expert in. And Thank you guys for being so authentic. And again, you know, Michael really brings the right people together. You know, how many people out there are trying to create groups and people just kind of don't really jive with one another. And yet all three of us, you know, like we can have these conversations and being able to like be of contribution in each other's lives. And that's, yeah, great tribute to Michael once again.
For sure.
Yeah, that comes from him.
Right, right. I think that's, you know, these layers of friendships and just looking back on the connector and appreciating where, how they started. I think in my mind, when you start to see the connections, like it just brings so much joy, you know, and you realize that like, oh, this person was here and I was there. Then they, you know, like it's a total gratitude pathway. It's a simplistic gratitude pathway when you start to look back at friendships. So that's why I love this so much, Amber, putting together and you being here. It's like, I'm like, oh, wow. Like if this man didn't do this and I didn't show up here, then we wouldn't be here. And like, then there's like all these like memories, like you said, Faye, like you have memories of him. And now this is another memory of him. He's not even here. Right. But we just we're creating another memory in that same chain.
I'm so inspired. I'm going to do this for a couple of people I had in mind. I was going to have people submit their like little video footage and stuff. And now I'm just going to quickly edit things together. Going live is a fantastic way to do this too. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you, when you do that, you share it with me so I can see it.
Yeah, I really want to. Now, yeah, it's on my to-do for sure. I love it. Who's
that's
next?
Beautiful.
Somebody's waiting.
Oh, no, we're good. We're good right now. The next person's like another 4 or 5 minutes. So if you want to, let's just keep talking. It's fine. Yeah, if you have time.
Wow. All right. So how long is this live stream typically?
Well, this is the first time we've done this gratitude bomb idea. So the cool thing is, as I was saying at the beginning, is Amber. So I do a, you know, birthday gratitude. That's one of my podcasts. So I basically am doing like what I did with my mom years ago, but I'm using the podcast as the medium for people to share gratitude on their birthdays for people in their lives. It's very directional. I love it. It's very simple too. And Amber was nice enough to go, yeah, let's do it. And we talked. And then after sharing some more, you know, I don't know. It's a conversation we had where I was like, I had this idea of a gratitude bomb. I was like,
I probably thanked Michael Roderick because I thank him in every single interview I do. Because I don't know if you heard, Faye, but like I can tie back like experiences and people to him. Either somebody saw me from somebody else and from somebody else that ties back to him. So probably Chris, when we did our interview because of Gate, maybe I was like, I have to thank Michael Roderick. So it's probably how it started.
Yeah. That, well, the thing was, I think the day before that day I did a birthday, I flipped it where I did like, it was a gratitude bomb. It was for this lady's mom's birthday. Like it was like this whole, I was just thinking, what's the easiest way to have the conversation for somebody to share, right? But then we got on and you were mentioning Michael. I was thinking, it just kind of clicked. I was like, what if we got a whole bunch of people together just to like share gratitude for one person? What if the mechanism is an individual and then these people show up to do it? Like then it's so great because we're ideally this is like an hour-ish thing, you know. Then it's like, wow, wouldn't that be amazing to have 6-7 people just kind of pop in and share these stories with one another. And then the person, what I love the most is he's going to get, obviously when he sees this, he may see it now later. He's going to be totally surprised. It's literally like a package has arrived on your desk. Like you don't know what, it just says gratitude bomb. And as I wrote, this is gratitude bomb. I typed it, sent it to the Gate group, gratitude bomb for Michael Roderick. So at some point, you know, he looks at the post, he's going to see it. It's going to totally surprise
him. He has to approve them.
Does he?
I think so.
He does. No, I posted it. It's live right now.
Yeah. See, that just shows how much he trusts people and how much he's not like in it for, you know, kind of control people and be a weird boss person. Like he just wants people to help others. I didn't know that. I thought, because most groups you have to approve, they have to approve posts.
That's such a great point, Amber. You just reminded me that he does something very unique, which is every time somebody posts something, especially when that post doesn't get a lot of engagement, then he goes in there manually and suggests and tag the people who are most likely to answer the question or provide help. I was like, this sounds so simple. How come I didn't think of it, right? Like, so that members always feel that everybody's equal and they're being cared for. And we all know being content creator out there, we're just putting things out into the ether and like, no, you know, we're never going to hear from anybody. Nobody cares. And yet, you know, that somebody is always caring, and that's Michael. So bring everybody together in a very, yeah, very authentic ways. It just, I'm learning, like you said, every day from him.
Love that.
I love that. Learning. Yeah. We're all learning from him.
Very true.
Yeah. And if you had a message for Michael, what would you say?
You know, we love you, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And it gets hard, but I think the world needs people like Michael, like all of you guys, more so than ever, especially during COVID. You know, it's just the optimism and the opportunity that he creates by connecting the right people together. That is priceless. So yeah, keep doing that.
Love that. Thank you so much. Do you need to go or can you hang out for a couple more minutes or what's your schedule like? I know you're a busy lady.
Me?
Yeah. I didn't know if you, yeah.
I'm good. Hang out with you guys.
we've got one more person that may or may not show up, but we were going to give them a little bit of room. So, you know, are there any other Michael story? You had that great Chinatown Michael story, but do you have another story you'd like to share? I really enjoyed hearing that one.
Yeah. Wow. The Michael story. I mean, to be honest, I interviewed him recently, I guess in the past 3 to 4 months. And then the episode before that, maybe it was a couple of years ago. I got to say, I was really blown away. I remember going live with him when he started talking about how to make your brand referable, memorable, and unforgettable. You know, usually you don't get a lot of feedback while you're going live. And then people were sending in tons of questions. People were telling me that they just kept watching it. So that was a conversation I didn't quite expect, even though he sent me like, this is the acronyms and this is what everything means. I'm like, okay, Michael's doing his thing again. But I thought that was so incredible. I had to go back, you know, and watch the video again myself. So I don't know. Definitely. Maybe you guys can check it out and let me know what you think. Or maybe he's already spoken to you.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
No, for sure. I totally want to check it out. So thanks. Yeah.
Sweet. It's wonderful. Talking in the private chat.
So you moved recently, right, Faye, in the last 2 or 3 months?
I did. I feel like we're just talking about this. I was talking about this with some family and friends and realized COVID has triggered so many things to happen, including things we never imagined ourselves or never really plan on doing. And for me, I never really had a desire to, number one, like, buy a house and or to live in a big place. Like, I didn't have the desire. Growing up in Beijing, you know, our home wasn't spacious, but it was like, okay, cool. And then living in Boston City again, like, just expect to be the place to be much smaller. But yeah, I now live in a really large house. And my mom is here as well. So I got to tell you, like, it just something I don't take it for granted, number one, but this is something that I always wanted to do instead of being 8,000 miles away from my mom, having her live in China on her own. So I'm just feeling, I know, this gratitude and feeling grateful. That's kind of how I've been feeling. And it's a really good feeling instead of just thinking about the materials and things that I buy or, you know, the places I need to travel to. These days I'm feeling pretty blissed out. So yeah.
I love that. I've been working recently on myself, just like how do we appreciate the normal, appreciate the everyday. Like you said, like, you know, I got married recently and my wife, you know, she's from South America, and I write in my journal every morning. Thanks. I write in my journal every morning, you know, I need to remember that for like 4 years, every night, you know, I was on the phone with her saying goodnight, right? And like the problem, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like when somebody gets here and they become you every day, like you forget that, like how great that is, right? But I want to remind myself that I don't want to forget, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to forget those other moments because they allow me, if I forget that, I'm not going to appreciate she's here, because that wasn't a simple thing. That wasn't like she lived down the street and like came over. I mean, she, like, you know, this was a K-1 visa process, you know, years together, K-1 visa process, you know, inside of a pandemic. So it was like, well, you know, the embassy's closing, not telling us when we're going to get, you know, all this stuff. But, and then, you know, the amazing thing is like the embassy opened up and then we were waiting for in country flights in South America to open up. We were waiting for that. And then we waited for international flights, all these things. Right. But I don't want to forget, because she's here like the every day, right? Like, it's like you said, you love your house. Right. And I'm sure because everything, when it's new, it's so easy to appreciate it, but it's like, what do we, what do I have to do to appreciate these things that are sitting next to me that I don't want to take for granted? So I loved you saying your mom's there and you love your house, because that just again like brings back to like, this is like where you're at, like appreciating just being in the space. So I love that.
So true. Yeah. What a lovely, sweet story. And, you know, and kind of throwing back a question at you guys, like today, I also kind of, I'm just sitting there and the views are just gorgeous. But then I thought to myself, there's part of me who, you know, I know I'm not going to travel anytime soon. My mom being her age and a diabetic, mm-hmm. high risk. How do you guys feel about also the fact that you are quite distanced maybe from some of your friends, like people you love, you care about? And how do you get to balance that and appreciate, be mindful about that? They're there in your life, even though they're not physically there. You don't get to see them. Like, how do you guys process that and find the balance?
Amber, you go ahead and take it.
Sure. So for me, I mean, I'm not doing this on purpose, I promise. But the Gate Group really kind of gave me back myself when I had lost myself in the beginning of the pandemic. I'm telling you, everything goes back to Michael, because I had lost track and contact with a lot of people, especially my friends from New York and things, because I kind of lived in a television studio for 2 years. I mean, I ate there, I slept there. Anybody that knows me knows I was never around because I was always there. And I wasn't really able to connect and keep connecting with people that I had developed relationships with and really got inspiration from and fed my soul, you know, those people, and such as our Gate Group. And so the beginning of the pandemic, you know, our studio's closed, I don't know what I'm doing. Something pops up on my Facebook. Oh, Gate happy hour. I'm like, what the? Click on that, whatever. You know, I knew what Gate was. And all of these beautiful, wonderful, smiling faces and all this giving. And I was able to use my brain for the first time in a while. And like all of these amazing things. And it kind of started the ball rolling, really, of getting back to who I was prior to doing the other position and here in Pennsylvania. So I think the Gate Group for me was the catalyst. And from there, it's kind of gone more and more from reconnecting with people and then being introduced to other people. Now I'm doing more strategy and marketing than I was doing prior to then. So my business is even better than it was prior to that 2 year hiatus, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. And it's made me so grateful for those connections. I know I sound like I'm doing this on purpose. I swear this wasn't planned, but really that is what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for technology. Mm. I'm grateful for our Gate Group. I'm grateful for Clubhouse right now because I'm able to use my brain and I'm able to help people with no expectations, which is really fun. You know, there's all these different opportunities that we have now. And I don't think that would have arisen, at least not for me. It wouldn't have been in my sphere if it wasn't for the pandemic, because I would have just been head down continuing the way that I was. So for me, that's really my gratitude is for that, and for not seeing people. That's really helped me deal with it, because I'm a people person. So it's been really hard to be an extrovert that's all of a sudden by myself. It's kind of weird and strange.
So true. Wow.
Yeah.
So true. Looking up, you know, something that we're all so busy. Everybody's busy. I agree with you, Amber. Sometimes I just don't, you know, you don't reflect on the things you do have. You don't look up to see what other opportunities or other people are doing. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. I, you know, with me this last year, what really, I through experiences realized that the connection to be able to see and do video calls with people and how that's become like a normal thing. I feel like I feel very connected. You know, it goes back for even earlier before, you know, earlier last year, my dad and I got him a Alexa's, you know, Alexa device with the screen, show, I guess they're called show or whatever. So the cool thing is like in this last year, it's like every morning at 8 a.m, we call and we have coffee together and we see each other, you know, and it's such a simplistic thing where he could just say answer or whatever. And then there we are. But that, you know, doing that every morning, and then I meet, you know, there's a lot of people that are really close to my life that are like mentors that I've never physically met, but being able to meet people and just the realization that right now, the cool thing about us being right now is we're very present. We're not in a coffee shop, so there's no distractions and we can actually see each other. And like, I know this is more private than if we were going to be meeting in public somewhere, you know, unless I was coming to your house and we were going to sit on the couch, there's nothing this personal. And I love it. I love meeting new people. And it's just been, a powerful time just to make new friends. And I get excited to be able to, I feel like I don't feel disconnected, even though I'm not traveling or I haven't been going to coffee shops for the last year. Like, I do miss that, but I don't feel disconnected. I feel I've been more connected in the last year than I feel like the prior years, honestly.
Wow. It's true. It's totally true. And so, especially for content creators, for people who are watching out there, now is the time to secure people that you've had, you know, want to make a connection with or want to interview or collaborate with. It's all of a sudden possible, because I know from my experience, people have constantly said, not yet, not right now. I've always said yes in the past years. So yeah, that's sort of a blessing in disguise. So take advantage of it. That's such a lovely Alexa show. I got to go check it out.
Oh yeah. They're great. You just say the word call so-and-so. And then as long as they have a device, like you could have the inexpensive one, obviously, you know, just call them. But if you have the screen, it'll just video chat. It'll immediately go to video. So
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Literally people are people that don't non-tech, like it's perfect. Like I've learned like different hacks on how to like, you know, the amazing thing about that was like my dad wouldn't answer his phone. My sister and I'd be worried about him. So we got the little devices because they would actually call him and buzz him in his home. That way, if his ringer's off, the device would buzz him, which was great. So it was like, we got that. And then we like got an app so we could at least see where his phone is, right? It's like these little steps of like parents worrying about parents. And then it was like, oh, I get him this device and now I can just call and talk to him. So, we live in a fantastic time. I mean, geez, the technology and stuff right now. We're in the future. Like I totally appreciate it.
So true.
So it's a screen that just the video pops up? We're totally off topic now, but I need to get this to my grandmother. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, I can send it to you. Yeah, I have an older model. It's a box, you know, well, not a box, but it's a square where it's a rectangle screen and with a, you know, a speaker underneath it, but I could totally share it with you. It allows you to do video chats, simplistically. So.
Yeah. Cause she can't figure out FaceTime. She'll FaceTime you and it'll be her ear. Like she doesn't,
confused. So. If you got her one and somebody set it up, you could either get one or have your phone and you could video chat with her. And all she'd have to do is say the word to the device and answer.
This is
grateful for that.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. Well, I guess I it looks like our last guest is not going to be Kevin Amber, which is okay. We've had a fantastic time, and I'm glad we got to talk with Faye longer there. That was awesome.
So special.
So we're all here, but do you have any closing thoughts, Amber? And we'll wrap this up.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm just I'm grateful to you, Chris. Thank you so much for having me and setting this up and doing all of this for our dear friend, Michael Roderick. And I hope that when he sees this, he realizes not only how much we care about him and that we love him and we think he's an amazing person, but look at the ripples that he has created. You know, you throw a pebble in a pond and the ripples go forever. And that's really this connection right here, the three of us talking, and Chris and I have discussed his business, and Faye, we've discussed your business, and you've helped me with my business, and now you're helping me with my grandmother. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on, and it all comes from him. So he is the connector of connectors, but the point is that he's a good person and he's bringing together good people. And I think that's really the most important part, is that the ripples that he is spreading out into the world will far, far outreach anything that we can do on our own, and maybe even that he could do on his own. And I think that just shows what an incredible person he is, his incredible, wonderful giving nature, and how we are so incredibly grateful. And Chris, you know, we could have asked 112 people, 312 people, 3,000 people to be on this. I mean, anybody and everybody has a wonderful story and has so much gratitude for Michael Roderick. And I think that the fact that not one person hesitated, and this person right now is West Coast, I'm sure it's probably just a misunderstanding, but everybody was like, yes, 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 yes. And that's only because of him. And I think that just exemplifies the ripples that he has created in the world. And I am just really honored to be one of the tiny, 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 tiny little ripples in the many, many, many that he has created and will continue to.
It's beautiful. Faye, do you want to say anything? Or is that where we should leave it? She's such a good job.
I agree with everything. You know, Amber talked it. I can't go after that.
Okay, well, I'm Chris with Amber and Faye, and that was Gratitude Bomb, Michael Roderick, and we are out.